Shabbos, Perkin Alf, Mishnah Beis, Ketzad. So the Rav says, they were going off of the Chacham. The Chacham said that if you go from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaYachad, if you throw Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaYachad, B'derech Rishus HaRabim Be'emtza, you're putter. So what's the case where the Chachamim say you're potter, not Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva said you're chayv? Shtei gezus tero zo kenegadzu b'shus harabim. If you have two like balconies that are one opposite the other in Rishus HaRabim. So let's say on each side of the street you have a house or building, and there's a balcony sticking out above the Rishus HaRabim. Hamoshit v'azorik mizolazo. If a person either sticks something out, he passes something across, handing it off to the guy on the other side, that's moshit. Or Zorikari throws something from one to the other, so he's throwing from a Rishus HaYachad, or he's being moshit from a Rishus HaYachad to another Rishus HaYachad derech Rishus HaRabim between, putter, he's putter. The Rav says, because we never found something like this in the Mishkan, where they're moshit v'zorik, Rishus HaYachad, Rishus HaYachad, derech Rishus HaRabim in between, that you would be putter. Now the interesting thing here is that the Rav is going to say that we're dealing with a case where these balconies are higher than 10 tefachim off the ground. And if that's the case, why are we saying ketzad? Because both Rabbi Akiva and the Chum hold that if the item that's being passed over a throne is higher than 10 tefachim off the ground, so nobody says kluta kamishon chun chadamya, and it would be pater according to everybody. So Taisi Yontif actually says that there are some girsas that have the word ketzad. If it's ketzad, then it's going off the previous Mishnah, and it's going like the Chachamim. And you have to actually learn that the case is, and Tiferes Zol actually says this, that the case of the Mishnah is actually where the item is less than 10 tefachim off the ground. And there's some girsas like the Taisi Yontif says that doesn't have the word ketzad. Problem is that the Rav has the word ketzad, and yet he says that we're dealing with 10 tefachim off the ground. But in any event, the chum hold, if it's less than 10 tefachim, you're still putter. However, now here's the chiddush. Hayushtein b'diyuta achas. If, however, there were two balconies, they still were hanging over Rishus HaRabim, but let's say they were on the same side of the street. So they're lined up next to each other. There's still a space between the balcony, and that space is Rishus HaRabim. Hamoshit chayv. So now, if one passes something from one balcony to his friend on the other, he's not throwing it, he's handing it off, there he's chayv. Vazorik potter. But if he's zorik, he's potter, like we've said in the past, because you're doing the akira and shus hayochid and anachur shus hayochid, and derech shus harabim is between. So if you're zorik, you're potter. But why is moshit chayv? Why, when you hand it off to the other person on the balcony, you're chayv? Shekach hoisa avoda salvim. So this is a chiddush, because this is the way the Levim did the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. Shtei agolos zo achar zu b'shus harabim. They used to have wagons, one after the other, in Rishus HaRabim. Moshitin hakroshim mizolozo, and they would pass the boards from one to the other. Avo lo zorkin, but they couldn't throw it. The boards are too heavy to throw. And the chiddush also is, like the Rav explains, is that when they would hand the boards over, they also were higher than 10 tefachim off the ground, but since that's exactly the way they did in the Mishkan, that's why one would be chayav for doing so. Mishnah continues. Chulyus habor vehasela. Chulyus habor, so let's say one would have a pit, but on top of the pit, people wouldn't just fall into the hole, they would have a heap that had like rims around. Basically, it was what they dug out, so they dug out like rims around the hole from the dirt. Vehasela, and also a stone, a large rock. Shein gavon asar v'roch ben arba. So both of these items were 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. So therefore they have a din of Rishus HaYachid. Now if we focus on the pit, this dirt edifice that he would put around on top of the pit, the Rav says that this part plus the hollow space inside of it was mitzarev to make it Rishus HaYachid. So B'Kivager brings Tosfos that learns that what are we saying that it's mitzarev? It's actually referring to the Dalet Amos width. So the thickness of the rim of dirt that he put on top, plus the hollow part between the rims, is 4 tefachim. The actual height of this little heap is 10 tefachim by itself, without even the pit below it. How do we know this? Because we're going to see right now that if a person puts something on top of this, he's chayiv. So it must be, Tisus learns, that the size of this heap itself is 10 tefachim. Now, what can be fitting to put on top of such a thing? Because it's hollow on top. So one can put like a thick beam or something like that, because it can rest on the two sides of the rim, and then the hollow part in the middle, it doesn't matter, because it's resting on the rims. Hanoitel mehen, if one takes from this area, vanoisin al gabon, or puts on this area from Rishus HaRabim, or takes from it from this Rishus HaRabim, puts it into Rishus HaRabim, chayiv. Pachos mikain potter. But if it doesn't have these shiurim, and it's less than that, it's potter, it's considered a makom patur, and therefore he's not chayiv. But if it does have it, then it is a din of Rishus HaYochid.